myself for the game. After that KU and UMKC scrimmage, our season kind of started to slow down a little bit. That was our last scrimmage, so we kind of slowed down practices, started having individuals 2 times a week instead of team practice. And during individuals, it's kind of weird because Coach had to split us up because there's so many of us. She had to split us up into groups of either 4 or 5 so we could get through it all. My group ended up being only 3 people because of our class times, which was kind of nice because we could get more one-on-one time with Coach and work on more things than you would with a group of 5 girls. This is when our individual or our workout times with Josh also changed. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we would have workouts from 4 to 5:30, which, yeah, I know it sucks working out till 5:30 on a Friday because you come home and you're tired and you don't want to do anything, but that's the time that we had to schedule it. Now we're into the last week of workouts before Thanksgiving, and actually, tomorrow, Monday, is our last workout with Josh until January. Wow. Because of Success Week, athletes are not allowed to train with their coach or their trainer. They can go in and work out by themselves, but nothing is mandatory, so they're like trying to get us to study, but I mean, most of us will probably go in and work out on our own anyway. Talking about Success Week also brings me to kind of a big topic, time management. This semester has been kind of rough for me because I thought I could handle it, but managing your time is a lot harder than you think. Not only did we have to plan time for practice and studying, we also volunteer with an elementary school down the street. So trying to plan your study time around that is also kind of difficult. But ultimately, working with those kids at the elementary school was the coolest thing ever and lost.